South America Harvest, Atrazine Announcement, and Flood Aid. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A market analyst says second crop corn yields are disappointing as harvest continues in South America.
Soybeans did better than the corn, that's for sure.
Michael Cordonier tells Brownfield Brazil's second corn crop had good yields in some areas, but disappointing in others.
Due to dry weather, you know, that started in April and has been dry since.
He says Argentina has about one-third of the crop left to harvest, and corn leaf hoppers affected corn early.
Nationwide corn yield has been coming down every week for about the last 6 weeks. Nationwide corn yield now, 107. The best corn's already harvested, so I do expect the corn yield to keep coming down in Argentina.
A weed scientist says the EPA's announcement it's raising the levels atrazine would adversely affect aquatic plants could be considered good news for corn farmers. Aaron Hager with the University of Illinois says the change was made from a report from a scientific advisory panel.
They were proposing 3.4, which was extremely low, but the announcement earlier this week, I believe, was about 9.7, which is a much more feasible or workable number to maintain the use and utility of atrazines.
Atrazine is widely used to help control problematic broadleaf weeds in corn. The leader of one of the states hit hardest by recent flooding wants to be sure disaster aid gets to those who need it most. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz tells Brownfield the process can take time.
We've seen this in state government. If we hurry and don't get it right, then you have money that goes to the wrong places, which really frustrates me because a small number of people mess up for a large number of people. So I think, you know, you're trying to balance between speed of getting this money out and the safeguards of it.
He says the extent of the damage is still being assessed, but expects the impact to agriculture to be significant. And a climatologist says crop development has been advancing ahead of average in many areas of the Corn Belt. Eric Hunt with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says temperatures have been favorable.
Very ideal conditions for pollination. So again, there's a lot of corn that's tasseling and starting to silk. A lot of areas, I-80 and south. So again, this has been good news for that.
He says while the upper Midwest has been wet, parts of the eastern Corn Belt and Delta region have been abnormally dry. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.